This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. No more Google Podcasts, so you can catch us, if you're an Android person, on Spotify or on the Five Reasons YouTube channel. If you're Apple, Apple Podcasts still works well. Also, check us out on Off the Floor. That's our new Discord, $2.99 per month. Get daily Q&As from the hosts of Five on the Floor, as well as nine other channels. Alex is going to be on the Q&A on Thursday, Brady tomorrow. Greg and I have split up the other day, so you can catch us on the Discord. Again, the link is right here in the description on the podcast feed, the YouTube channel, and pinned to the top of the Five Reasons Twitter page. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. Nelson does a great job over at C-ArmandStaffing.com. I give you the website because that's where you check it out. Again, it's mobile C-Arm and staffing services. They rent the C-Arm standalone. They rent the C-Arm with an X-ray tech, and they offer complete in-house procedures where they bring the C-Arm, the table, the leads, and the X-ray tech. They'll take care of everything for you. So if you work in a medical office, we recommend that you reach out to them. Again, it's C, that's the letter C, ArmandStaffing.com. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buck said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop in one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
Welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick and at Five Reasons Sports. We've got Alex Toledo. You can follow him at Tropical Blanket. Greg and Brady will be back later in the week. Of course, this is a big week for the Miami Heat. Biggest of the season so far. They get the New York Knicks coming in here on Tuesday. Still no Julius Randle or OG Anunoby, but the Knicks are still a handful with Brunson, DiVincenzo, McBride, Josh Hart. All these guys have been playing well. Mitchell Robinson back in the fold with Hartenstein as well. So it's going to be a task for the Heat. They haven't played well against the Knicks this year, at least not in certain quarters. And then on Thursday, they get the Philadelphia 76ers, who are coming in here likely with Joel Embiid. As we speak today, Embiid may be activated to play Tuesday against OKC. I hate to say it, Miami squandered some lead time here when Embiid was out to kind of create some distance between them and the Sixers. So these become two really important games. And then the Houston Rockets on the road, a team that's fighting to get in the play-in in the West, has been playing well on Friday night. I've said over and over here, I think that the Heat need to win six of their final eight to capture the sixth seed. If you look at it right now, they've got to get six of eight and probably win that game in Indiana, which is coming up on Sunday, to be able to get that spot, because the Pacers' schedule is soft. You can't count on the Magic falling out. And of course, you got the Sixers nipping on your heels behind you. So really not a lot of room for error. And that's why what we're going to talk about today, I think, is important, which is the starting lineup. And we've talked about the starting lineup in so many different ways this year, Alex. 35 starting lineups. but there's one that's played more than any other. And this is actually, to me, the most amazing stat of the season. This lineup has played 10 games together for 128 minutes. That is more than any other lineup, not just starting, any lineup, any bench lineup, anything that Eric Spoelstra's put on the floor. 10 games is the most that any lineup has played together the entire year, and 128 minutes is the most. No other lineup has played in triple digits in minutes. And that lineup, of course, is Bam Adebayo, Nikola Jovic, Jimmy Butler, Duncan Robinson, and Terry Rozier. Not a lineup we projected before the season, obviously, because Terry wasn't here. Jovic was not anywhere near the rotation, and Duncan Robinson was not a starter, and we were waiting to see if he'd have a bounce-back season. And yet this is the lineup that Spoelstra's been rolling with, and it looks like he will continue to roll with, at least and maybe after, Tyler Hero gets back, whenever that is. So I'm going to go through some of the numbers, but I want you to go through some of what you've seen with the eye test and strategically. 128 minutes, offensive rating of 107, and a defensive rating of 110.4. Net rating of minus 3.4. For some context, again, these are all low minute counts, but the second most used lineup this season for the Miami Heat was Kyle Lowry, Duncan Robinson, Jimmy Butler, Haywood Highsmith, and Bam Adebayo. And that lineup in 79 minutes had 122 offensive ratings. So basically 15 more points per 100 possessions with virtually the same defensive rating. I don't know that most people would say that a lineup with Highsmith and Lowry would be that much better offensively than a lineup with Rozier and Jovic. But again, in a small sample size, there we are. The lineup is shooting 48% from the field overall, 39% from three, which is pretty good. I'll start here because I know that you are our numbers guy. What do you make of the numbers? Is the sample size too small to really read much into it?
So what stands out to me about those numbers, like you said, is that there's no consistency with the Heat this season with their lineups, you know, with certain guys they've acquired, you know, with guys being in and out throughout the season. And there's just been so many combinations, man. And so that's the first thing that stands out. And then as far as the starting lineup itself, that one that we're talking about, so I'm guessing that's the NBA.com data, PBP stats, which differs a little bit from NBA.com's. The good thing is it doesn't differ too much. So the net rating is almost identical. You know, just the offensive rating and defensive rating differ slightly. So that's good. But what stands out to me is that they're doing that, right? Like they have this negative net rating despite opponents not shooting well from three against that lineup and despite the Heat shooting well from three with that lineup. So like the things that you would look to, you know, to kind of be like, hey, well, these things can trend up. You can't say that. Right. So like just looking at it, watching it, I don't think it's been a bad lineup or anything like that. But you can't point to those factors that you normally could with lineups. And to me, I think they have a good balance there, but you would expect the offense to be better. Right. Like you mentioned earlier, comparing to the Lowry and Highsmith lineup, it's just you'd think it would be better. And I think it has to do with Terry's kind of up and down nature. And I think it has to do with just in general, them trying to make up for a lot on the defensive end. Maybe it takes away from their offensive bit, but they're already shooting well from three as a lineup. So you can't point to, you know, shooting struggles and that, and those types of things will trend up. But overall, like I like the lineup in itself, but you would think with a lineup like this where Spo has just kind of settled towards it, that the data would be a little bit better at this point, or at least closer to neutral, right? Because it's not, we haven't seen this team be dominant at any point. And like with your most used lineups, they're supposed to be some of your best ones. So it being at almost, you know, at a negative 3.5 net rating, it's just, it's not great. Like I still like the lineup, but honestly, like statistically, that's not great.
It's interesting because Spo sees the lineups. I mean, they have people who do the analytics. And so he knows what's trending up and what's not. And yet every time he's had these five guys healthy, he's gone back to it. So it's not just like, okay, he's given this a 10. We're talking about it. It's been 10 games, right? It hasn't been 10 consecutive games. It's been a few games. And then, you know, Jovic went out. Right, you know, again, this is after Rozier came back. But then, you know, you've had Duncan go out. And every time he goes right back to it. So it's pretty clear right now. The only other, you know, guy who's out, who's been out consistently, or well, the two have been Love and Hero. Love's not going to be in this lineup. We've talked about him as a potential starter in some playoff series. So I don't see them leaning into that unless absolutely desperate. And Hero, right? And we've talked about how it is getting late in the game now to put Hero back in the starting lineup with Rozier and try to get any time continuity, particularly the way that Terry is playing. And I put the stats up there today. His March was excellent, okay? 18 points, almost 5 rebounds, almost 5 assists per game on 44% shooting, 39% from 3, 3-to-1 assist to turnover ratio. That's literally the best point guard play they've gotten. I know some would argue with me about a month for Kyle Lowry in 2022, but it is pretty much the best point guard play they've gotten since Goran Dragic. And I'm talking about before Goran Dragic hurt his foot in the finals. Okay, so he's been really good, and that makes it harder to put Hero back in with him when we know that Rozier is taking a lot of that usage, and Duncan doesn't require that kind of usage, which is allowed. And also Mills does not, by the way, when Mills has been playing at the two guard as a stopgap, that Hero does. And so I think it's gonna be hard to put Tyler back in. So it does seem like Spo, at least for now, until there's a playoff matchup, is committed to this lineup. So there have to be things he likes. So let's go over the things that could be better, because you mentioned it statistically. It suggests that there's not a whole lot of upside here if the shooting kind of comes back to where it should be. But on paper, I like the lineup. And I like the lineup because you have a little of everything. You've got some creation with Rozier, right, to take the burden off of Jimmy. Another guy can get in the paint. Rozier and Jovic both like to push, which gets them some easier baskets at times and sometimes gets Jimmy engaged. Defensively, obviously, you have Bam to anchor. But Duncan's become a better defender than he was previously. Terry has done an okay job at the point of attack, and Jovic has been much better than expected defensively, particularly when he's matched up one-on-one, and we've talked about a lot of that. And you can play fast, like I said, with Jovic and Rozier. You can play slower with Jimmy slowing it down, and you have enough shooting in the lineup because you have Duncan, and Rozier has shot the ball well from three of late, and Jovic, especially on standstill threes, has shot the ball well, and then Bam and Jimmy are doing a little bit more from deep than maybe they used to. So I like it feels like a lineup that fits. So let's, before we get to the break here, and then we get into maybe some alternative lineups after it, why do you think it hasn't been better offensively? You mentioned Terry being a little bit up and down, but I mean, 107 offensive rating is not good, especially when you're shooting 39% from three.
Honestly, I don't think there's an easy answer to it, because when you just look at the numbers again, like, and ours are a little bit different, but it's still, the theme still stands. Like, the one that I'm looking at is about a 109 offensive rating and just under 113 defensive rating. So again, overall same net rating, but like, their defense is there. You would think the defense would be a bigger issue with that lineup, like I said earlier, but that's kind of right on track with their overall defensive rating, which is, I think, still top 10 in the league. So the defense hasn't been the problem. And, you know, the offense not even getting to 110, it needs to be better than that. And like I said, you're already shooting it well from three with that lineup, so you can't depend on that. And I think Terry has gotten comfortable, right? We've already seen that. So you can't tell yourself, like, oh, you know, wait for Terry to get going. And you know, some of that was when he first got here, right? But like, we're already seeing that. That's already happened. And now it's like, okay, Duncan's back in the lineup, but there was never an issue with him. Like, he's just been Duncan Robinson the whole way. When he's starting, he's typically a flamethrower. It wasn't last night, I mean, in his first game back. But, you know, there's not one thing I think you can point at and be like, well, that's why they're doing it. And maybe the best answer is, like, it's not their best lineup, but I don't think, like, I don't have other lineups that I'm like, okay, they should be running this. I don't feel like that at all. Like, and I think that's almost like kind of a symptom of a bigger issue with this team, because of the inconsistency and because the team has kind of changed throughout the season. You haven't found that identity of like, okay, these are the lineups and rotations we want to go to, even though I like what they've been doing, right? And it's hard to judge because we never see the team at full strength. And you know, with some of these development curves we've seen, like with Terry now comfortable and, you know, DeLon in the mix and things like that, there's just been no consistency. And so, like, it's honestly kind of deflating that you look at your most consistently played lineup and it's just, you can't point to that much to be like, oh, this is going to get better. And then the other thing, this is just kind of a random throwaway stat here. The four of them without Jovic, which has played about 80 minutes, has a plus 4.21 net rating. And that is with that lineup shooting 29% from three. So they have they're overwhelmingly positive despite not shooting well from three and despite opponents shooting 36%, which is, you know, decent.
But that's so, that's a really strange one in the sense that Nico tends to make all these lineups better, and yet we're basically saying as the fifth in this lineup offensively makes it worse. This is why I do think, and it's a worthwhile exercise that we're doing, but I do think there's so much noise in the numbers because the sample size is very so small. I guess the point is that Spo is still sort of experimenting by using this lineup. I feel like this is a hope lineup. Like, because to me, what this lineup does is it sets up the rest of the rotation, right? Because Nico, like, I think we both agree, this is not the closing lineup, right? Like, under any circumstances. Like, it's much more likely that Caleb or Haywood, maybe not Hawkins at this point, but Caleb or Haywood would be in the closing lineup than Jovic. We've seen that, right? I mean, even Love might be ahead of Jovic, although I don't think it'll be him either. And then, you know, Hero could be in the closing lineup over Duncan. We've talked about that, again, if he ever gets back. So this is not like a starting lineup that you're like, okay, these are our five guys, and we're going to go with them, and we're going to ride them all for 35 minutes. Like, for instance, kind of like what Tibbs does with New York, which whoever he has, they're playing 45 minutes, okay? And then guys he was playing 45 minutes won't play at all when the other guys get back. Like, that's the way he manages. That's not what Spo's doing here. But it also feels like this is a lineup to set up other things. It's like, well, he wants to keep Caleb off the bench, right? Because he's kind of a jack of all trades, and he gets going quickly. So it's like you bring him off the bench, you can plug him into these different spots. Haywood, again, you need defense and some energy, and he's been making the three ball lately. Okay, Hawkins, you know, hasn't really fit with the starting lineup this year. So it kind of feels like this is a lineup just to kind of set the table. And you put a stat in here, I'll read it here, basically a minus one net with Caleb instead of Jovic in 47 minutes. So a little better, you know, than the other group. But there must be a fifth guy in there that they're doing some damage with because to make the overall number look a little better. So maybe it's Haywood. But it does seem like this is, it's a set the table lineup, and it's a – we think this can grow into something good lineup. And honestly, Alex, this could be the lineup next year too. If Jovic improves the way you expect, and if they make, you know, some kind of a trade at the two guard spot, but Duncan's back, like, these would be essentially the guys inheriting these spots. So it feels a little bit like that as well. All right, when we come back for the break, we'll get into some other alternatives that they could use and what the pluses and minuses of this might be, again, with these very small sample sizes. Before we do, I want to mention a great sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network. I just actually went on the site myself. Check it out for Mother's Day. It's shoptubculture.com. Shoptubculture.com. This is handcrafted bath and body care from our friends, big fans of Five on the Floor. We're fans of theirs as well. I can tell you, I've ordered some of this stuff. It's great stuff, really unique. They've got all kinds of, they got everything from bath bombs, you know, to soaps. It's all of it. Okay. And don't go to the chain stores. Go to someone here local, get really cool stuff. And again, if you spend more than $20 using the code Five, FIVE, at shoptubculture.com. You get 10% off all orders of $20 or more. Also, free shipping for all orders over $50. So check it out, shoptubculture.com. Just check out the site. I'm sure you'll find something there, whether it's a steamer, a soap, a scrub, a bath bomb, a lotion, that will be good for you or somebody that you know. Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. As you know, we heard from Pat Riley recently. Everybody has an opinion on trades, free agency, who they should keep, who they should give up, who they should get. Well, whatever it is that Riley and the Heat do, you don't want them giving up too much and getting too little, right? Well, the same is true of shaving products. And that's why I use Harry's shaving products. I love the way it handled. I love the way it looks. And I love the quality of the shave. I have a little bit of trouble growing out a good beard, so better to just shave it off and make sure that it looks somewhat professional. These are German-engineered blades made in their own factory, so they stay sharp longer. Means you can use them longer, and also they've got customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for other big brands. Also, I would recommend the shaving lotion
as well, and the body wash. So check it out. You can go to harrys.com/5. That's harrys.com/5. You'll get a $13 trial set for just $3. Again, don't pay too much and get too little. Same is true of shaving as NBA transactions. harrys.com/5 for your $3 trial set.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, let's get to some other potential lineups here. Again, without, we can look at the numbers a little bit, but I just want to kind of get into what might make sense here. Do you think the results of this lineup improve? This is the loaded question. I'm going to drop a bath bomb in and just see it explode. If you sub Tyler in for Duncan.
Oh, I know.
There's almost no sample size with it. There's almost no sample size for it. I'm just saying, this is purely speculative.
Yeah,
so,
no,
you're talking Rozier, Hero, Butler, Jovic, and Bam.
I don't know, man. Honestly, I don't necessarily feel that way. Like, I think we've all seen Duncan is a great fit with the starter, so I don't know that subbing him out would be, you know, the solution. And in the 49 minutes, by the way, without Duncan, that those four have, like, to your point here, they have a plus 51 net rating. Like, but again, that's in 50 minutes, not much time. They had like a crazy almost 130 offensive rating and an 87 defensive rating, shooting 40% from three with opponents shooting bad. So there's a lot of like shooting noise there.
That's got to be the Portland game, right? Like that has got to be a heavy influence on that, I would assume, because Patty was in that lineup, I think, for most of that time. That's what I'm saying. It's like this is skewed by like three or four games at this point.
There just hasn't been that much. And then I was like trying to look up the Haywood lineup, right? Where like Haywood instead of Jovic, it's got a almost plus 20 net rating, but it's only played 16 minutes, right? The one with Caleb that you mentioned before the break there, that one to me is interesting because it's, you know, it's about neutral. Again, not that many minutes, not a huge amount by any standards, but you know, that one, the Heat shoot 27% from three as a group and opponents shooting 38%. So that's that one you can point to like, OK, well, opponents won't shoot that well and the Heat will shoot better from three. So that one has like some potential and it's neutral as it stands. So, you know, and I think that's one that would probably we would all say would be the most likely if there was a change made, because I do think we all still agree that this is probably what they're going to go into the playoffs with. And I'm still there again. Like, I'm not trying to say bench Jovic. I'm done with the experiment. I'm not there because I've been wanting since the season started, before he was in the rotation, like I wanted him to be a big part of the season. And I'm glad that it has been. I'm glad that as the season has gone on, he's just become a staple. Now it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the playoffs. I think regardless who they play in the first round, he's probably going to start. I think Boston will be the one where that might change. But if you play Milwaukee, Cleveland, New York, I think since all three of those teams play double bigs, Jovic will probably still start there. So like I'm good with that, but I just, all of this speaks to you don't know what your best units are yet. So it's like we all like this roster on paper better than some of the ones they've had in the past, but again, there's no stability. You don't know what your best units are, and it's like, you know, there's very little time to figure that out.
And when you look at other teams, like the best teams in the league, other contenders, they don't have this problem where they don't know what their go-to lineups are, what their go-to units are. Like, I bet you if you look up the Denver Nuggets' most used lineups, like, they're going to be plus a lot, and they're going to have a whole lot of minutes. Same thing with, I don't know, the Celtics or, you know, name a contender. They, most of them kind of have this stuff figured out already. And so, again, like, the roster has potential. I like what they've done, you know, compared to when the season started, but they just haven't found, you know, that identity, that consistency yet.
I think this is a good place to close. You mentioned the Denver Nuggets. I'm just going to look up one team, but we could probably do this with a bunch of other teams. You ready? Most used lineup is their starting lineup, of course. This is even with Murray missing time. 45 games played, 895 minutes. We said that the Heat's top lineup has played 128. They played 895 minutes. That's Murray, Caldwell Pope, Porter, Gordon, and Jokic. Their second most used lineup, in which you sub in Reggie Jackson for Murray, has played 420 minutes over 54 games. If we looked at the Boston lineups, I'm sure. In fact, let me do that, and then we'll finish this up. The Boston lineups, just again, for some context here. Top used Boston lineup, 596 minutes. Holiday, White, Brown, Tatum, Porzingis. Second most used lineup. Holiday, White, Brown, Tatum, Horford, 303 minutes. Third most used lineup, which has Horford and Porzingis together with Brown, Tatum, and White, and no Holiday, 118 minutes. So their third most used lineup has played as much as the Heat's current starting lineup, and their top two lineups have played almost eight times as much and almost five times as much. There's just no way to get a read on this now. And again, that's why that I guess that's the premise of the episode. The Heat, in a lot of ways, are an unknown. They're an unknown to their coach. They're unknown to us. They're unknown to the fans. I think they're unknown to themselves. Maybe the best is yet to come here, or maybe Spo picked the wrong lineup. There's just there's no way to know at this stage. It just would be nice to have their top 9, 10, 11 healthy, so Spo can at least run through some of these rotations and find the combinations that work the best. It's not just about the starters. The closing lineup matters even more, and the layers of the game in between matter too. All right, thanks to our sponsors, ShopTubCulture.com. Use the code 5, F-I-V-E. And also, of course, armandstaffing.com, our friend Nelson and his team over there. Have a good one, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.